and the Grenadines. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. I love my country, my beautiful country, SVG, the gem of the Caribbean. Everybody happy, come on and join me for this anniversary of sweet SVG. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. God bless our nation on this grand occasion. May we continue to live as one. Brother and sister, be a good neighbor, spread love throughout the land. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. Places, delicious dishes, Christmas and Carnival, Regatta and Easter Ball, SVG, blessed and free. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. Happy independence, happy independence, happy independence, Sylvester and the Grenadines. Happy independence, happy independence.
Saint Vincent, my homeland, you gave me no mansion, no gold, no diamond, yet I love you a million for the things that you have to offer. Is more than my heart's desire, lovely beach, tropical breeze. Always there within my reach. I love you, Saint Vincent, me sweet little island, Saint Vincent. I love you, Saint Vincent, home of the blessed, Saint Vincent. Saint Vincent, Saint Vincent. Sunrise, can look at the sunset, sweet Mother Nature, such beauty, such splendor, can live my life without fear, freedom to go anywhere. You got love and you got peace from Lasso Frere. Grenadines, I love you, Saint Vincent, me sweet little island, Saint Vincent. I love you, Saint Vincent, home of the blessed, Saint Vincent. Saint Vincent, Saint Vincent.
For the future, true dedication can get us there.
Independence is a milestone in our march to prosperity. Now St. Vincent, and the Grenadines have a rare nationality. We are a nation of many races and have tried hard to integrate. The strength of so many faces shall be the prospects of our fate. So in this moment of history, tell it in every community, our nation is born. Colonialism is gone of national freedom. So share a love with someone, the 27th dawn of October, our nation is born. One history, one ecstasy, one destiny, or rather we. Take this stand as a nation, let us not forget our past. For this future we praise our heroes who fought slavery to the last. Special honors to Marcus Garvey, his sacrifice gave us all a chance, and all the men who fought in this century to bring us this day of independence. So in this moment of history, tell it in every community, our nation is born. Colonialism is gone. Now this is a time of national freedom. So share a love with someone, the 27th dawn of October, our nation is born. One history, one ecstasy, one destiny, for all of we. Some manipulate the franchise of world adult suffrage. There's still hope of a bright tomorrow for all the underprivileged. Let love excel our wishes. Our advancement needs plenty of work. Remember, back is that for the nation that upholds less action and lots of talk. In this moment of history, tell it in every community, our nation is born. Colonialism is gone. Now this is a time of national freedom. So share love with someone, the 27th dawn of October, our nation is born. One history, one ecstasy, one destiny, for all of we. People join hand in hand now, put your differences aside. Get your hearts and souls together, we got to build this nation with pride. Work in harmony with good leaders, never elect no one here to rule. Then we can feel at home like good comrades, our people must not be election tools. So in this moment of history, tell it in every community, our nation is born. Colonialism is gone. Now this is a time of national freedom. So share a love with someone, the 27th dawn of October, our nation is born. One history, one ecstasy, one destiny, for all of we.
And when you hear that, you know that you're locked into Boom Boom Time, the show that plays the oldies. Old calypso, old soca, old steel pan, old R&B, soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am Sister P. You are?
Is she not there?
She's not there.
Okay, all right.
And he is...
Flap, 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 flap. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, worldwide listening. Yes, I am Angel. No. Oh.
Just so. Well.
Just so. Just so.
The queen. That's right, because we do really know that the real queen is DJ Storm. She's out with the cold, so she's all huddled up in my bed, rub up with Vicks and all sorts of things, and moaning and groaning.
Time of the year.
I tell you, and I think because this is the, we thought last year was the litmus test for post-COVID living, but if anything, we were still much more in COVID last year than we are this year. And so therefore, for me, this year is the litmus test of everything. And that is your own personal, what's the word I'm looking for? Your resistance, right? There's another word for it, Angel. Angel, my brain lock off today. Your immune system. Resistance is the word my mother used to use to refer to that, because that's what she was referring to. She used to say, when we catch a cold, your resistance is low. Right? When indeed it's your immune systems. And there are those of you out there who never took a shot, never caught COVID, and so you worked with your immune system. And there are those who took some of the shots and you still never got any. And then there are those who taken all the shots, all the boosters, had COVID, didn't have COVID. And so we're just looking at what herd mentality means in today's world. And so I do know every time Sir Kamani brings home something from daycare, we get funny little colds. They're not even really colds. They don't even lay you flat, Angel. It's just that all of a sudden you're blowing your nose and you cough for half a day and then it's gone. So something's going on, right? So it is what it is, right? Practice according to your personal health is what I'm saying. So that's that. This is the last weekend of daylight saving time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next week the clocks go back.
Yeah.
So figure it out, because whether it's in the spring or this time of year, either you're extra tired or you have an extra hour to party. Go figure. And it is also Halloween weekend. And I think I'm going trick-or-treating tomorrow.
You think so? Yeah.
I'd like to. I haven't been in years because, as you know, Storm really wasn't fussy. She must have went 5 years ago and she strips, she knock on two doors and come back and say, "Cha, I have enough candy." And that was that. She said, "I'm not able with this." Right?
Well, I mean, the weather is good. I mean, last year I could remember we had, you know, it was rain. But if you check for all the Halloween during the years, it's just getting warmer and warmer. I mean, look at that.
Warming.
Right now, well, at least nature is not confused because the trees and the leaves are falling down. We have a lot of leaves.
I'm telling you.
They're not confused. They know what time it is. So they are falling.
Something is going right.
Yeah, but the weather-wise, I hope you guys are enjoying it outside, because you know after this what coming at you, right? So every little
ring out the sun.
Go outside and get some sunlight.
Today I sat down in sleeveless. There's been a couple days over the past week where I just did sleeveless. And more importantly, when I tilt my face up to the sun, you felt the sun on your face. And
exactly.
When it did cold a couple weeks back, right? Because you know I resist putting on socks and full shoes, right? So I stopped wearing sandals, but I wasn't putting on socks. But I did have to in some of them cold little days they had. And so now, because it's been warm, I have a couple days where I've been sockless. And so,
and many people too.
Yeah, and so it's just been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow, because it would be the first 2 years of Kimani's life were during the pandemic. So there wasn't any trick-or-treat. And I was the auntie out of the seven children that my mom had that took the next generation's kids to Halloween. and all the God kids, right? So myself and Sylvia and Karina Clark, we used to walk up and down the street, Addington, Jayward, Old Archer, Marcel, Wilson, Harvard, Oxford, and come home. Those were the days where you had these big pillowcase or big Steinberg's bags of candy and chocolate. And we never used to buy proper costume. We used to grab anything, put on anything, grab a wig, a whole hat, this, that. Once my niece, who I believe is coming into town from New York, Dr. Gordon is coming, and she wanted her children to have the experience of Montreal Halloween, which was, you know, it was huge. We were, that those are our North American parts, and so we get to do that. Once we took her mother's wedding dress because the mother wasn't going to wear it again, and up and down all them streets, Swan was dragging this wedding dress. We had a time. Dante, we took Dante, came from Jamaica. He was about 7 or 8 years old, and bring him in the haunted house at St. Raymond's. By the way, I got a flyer. St. Raymond's is still having their haunted house, and they're making it.
Remember when we used to have our haunted house in the basement?
Thank you. Well, listen, Dante had no, come from Jamaica, and here, Dante. Yeah, why? Dovecot funeral cemetery in there. Dovecot, why? Take me out here. And Storm really wasn't into it, so she wasn't frightened or anything. She had the brace on her neck, right? But poor Dante, we did have to lift up Dante and carry him out there. Just jokes. So maybe I'll get finally Kimani, and I, if it's even 1 year, and then I will hang up that witch's hat. Nobody tell Richard Tate of the Fabulous Bistro Nola that I'm going out as a witch, because he'll just have too much fun with that on Facebook, right?
And that's what culture is different. I mean, like, he now comes from Jamaica, because I could remember when I my first Halloween up here, right? Everybody have their, it's something that we grew up from, since probably the Rock of Ages was a pebble. We celebrate this All Saints in back in the day, in our hometown. We call it All Saints. And it's so
you guys
funny.
Clean up graves but as
yeah,
well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so funny about it is during the year, you know, like your parents, who you grow up with, or, you know, the older folks tell you, if you point at a grave, you know, if you don't bite your hands, you know, you're going to rotten, right? So, you know, we grew up under that school.
Boogeyman philosophy.
Right, you know, but we were always scared of the cemetery,
yeah.
Right? No, I'm saying cemetery, but we say cemetery, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we was always scared of cemetery during the year. But is he around now? All the kids. Listen, we no afraid because everybody in the cemetery cleaning. You know, everybody cleaning the, you know, cleaning the graves.
And
so all the kids, let's plant. You see, when all kids have fun, we used to have fun in the cemetery, right? And it was fun for us because what we used to do when we clean the grave, I know it's Trinidadian, so anybody who listening, we used to call it like the mud on the grave. We used to throw water in it, right? And we used to smoothen it because we want the grave to look smooth, you know. Lap. What do you call that? It's about a name we used to call it, you know. But anyway, I can't remember the name of the lap. Anyway, and then we come and we put the candle. Now, the candles was the fun part. Because when the candles on the grave, the more candles you have on the grave is the more attention you get, right? Because it becomes a competition who
had the most candles.
Right, who looking, because candles used to look so beautiful. People all they know are talking more, right? And then the candles now, you know, they melt the wax.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we used to hold and roll it and have sling and shot.
You and use it in slingshot, that
yeah, man,
ball
get,
of wax, it's
yeah,
deadly.
Yeah, man, it get hard.
Yeah, get up, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's the fun we used to play, man. I mean, they're shooting people. And then the best part about it too, you know rubber bands?
Mm-hmm.
We used to take rubber bands and join rubber bands together and make
a slingshot.
I don't know if you can guys do that here, right?
We used to take the rubber band. I'll show you after. But right? I see in popular culture, mm-hmm. you see they have a stick that's in the shape of a V, and then they put the thing.
Right,
and then
you shot,
we never
right.
bother with
no,
the
no,
stick. We used to just
finger,
take the
right elastic and put
the thing
your
there, pull it back,
and pull it back,
and put toing.
But what we used to use for bullets, and you know, I don't even see it no more when I go to Trinidad, when I go home. You know, we used to call it bull grass. Right, it's small, but it have a stem.
Uh-huh.
We used to break the stem
and roll it up
and bite it to bend it, to hold it, to pull.
Okay, because you know what, eh? Funny thing, because remember, being born here, I grew up in the 70s, which were the first large wave mm-hmm. of Caribbean immigrants. So the kids and the young people at the time used to do similar, and that's who I learned from, right? And that's why I say, okay, I really grew up as a Caribbean child because of the time, and also for sure the family I grew up in. We used to take the transfer.
Okay. Right, the transfer.
Now, the transfer from the bus,
I could see that,
used to be, them days it was blue, and then they turn it yellow. But you used to fold that up, and then you bend it in
half, put it in
the elastic.
Right, and pull it.
And pull it until the principal. These things had season, because you didn't used to do it all throughout the year, right? It was just a part of the season. And then principal hear it happen, and then it get mad. Anybody caught using slingshot will be expelled, and blah, 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 blah. Like, same way, like, June 23rd, end of school, was rotten egg and water balloons, right? But you use the bull grass thing. We use the transfer.
It's a hell of a thing.
But listen, you know what I liked about this little chat we had? Boom Boom Time, the show that is about the oldies. And now we do this with music to conjure up memories.
Mm.
We just looking and creating the parallels between our lives, Halloween time, have just conjured up enough memories. For those of you who have my WhatsApp, contact me and let me know. Between the skipping, the marbles, the bullgrass, and the Halloween. And
yes, that was fun for us.
Big children used to tease the little children. Candy in the road. We used to run them down, me and Sylvia, and beat some of them boys and take back the candy.
You know, in our case, we shooting and we, you know, having fun with
it. Easy. Gosh, the times.
You see, around now, these 2 days, man, them kids, we were never afraid of the cemetery, man.
We used
we
to
play.
I'm telling you.
I mean, we play, we run and play in the cemetery them 2 days, you know.
And the rest of the year, you're dodging it.
Man, what? The scariest thing to see, man, is that cemetery, man.
Oh, gosh, some great memories. So, listen, when we come back, we have birthdays, right? The child who the show was named after, Alicia, Amanda Antoinette, Leah Keisha Anderson, Boom Boom. Her birthday is today. Norma Smith O'Neill.
Oh, we have a lot.
Right? Four Kings and a Queen. Tomorrow is Jasmine's birthday, right? Charmaine Charles, and a whole bunch of people. So we'll do a proper happy birthday coming up.
Yes.
And we have some news, we believe. And we know, for instance, happy Independence, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Yeah, exactly. As you're listening, you kick off the show, I'll do all in. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's a great nuance in that last song where do not use the citizens as just a mere tool of democracy.
Exactly.
What a brilliant line, right? Yep. We have to go study that tune. Lots of great things happening, and I believe that we have some Halloween Caribbean music as best we can.
Yeah, Richard, because, you know, Halloween time, everybody who listen in Boom Boom Time knows around. You know, that's the beauty with Boom Boom Time. You know, like what's going around in what we celebrate. But if it's Christmas, Halloween, Valentine, Mother's Day, we play the music suited.
Mm-hmm. Right? We try.
So,
try it.
Yeah, thing. We try. So.
Right? And I met another, I didn't meet her. I knew her for years, but it always, because I always feel like we have like six listeners. Mary, I know you're there. We love you, Mary. That we know my girl, Hugo Jean, right? And maybe a few other. But when people come up to me and say, I'm a listener, and it was that wonderful woman whose mother listens in Barbara's husband's funeral. I know I saw another one, always in funeral home, eh? Look, the people. Melanie McLean. Oh, my God. She said, I listen every Sunday. And so, Melanie, baby, I love you. We'll talk about Ozzy's going home a little bit. We have enough things to run the track. This is CKUT.
Boom, boom, time. Boom, boom, time.
I tell you, don't touch that dial. We're here with you. Right?
All right. Tell me, people. Tell me how much all you did this.
And if you have Halloween songs.
It was dark, dark, dark in a big, big park. I felt like a king upon the throne. Me and Imelda lying alone. When I heard a talk and a creeping walk. As I look around frightfully, we were lying in the center of a cemetery. You talk about rats and nearly break me head. Running from the dead. A ghost say, don't run me, lad. Come and help me play a game of cat. Well, it's now a running in truth. My foot stick in a mango root. I fall along inside the tube. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. A little romance with me, sweetheart. I kissed her twice, just feeling nice. When a voice said, Mister, you brave to be bringing your girlfriend on top me grave. You talk about run, and yet bust me head. Run. The living running from the dead. Run. A ghost say, don't run me, lad. Come on, let me play a game of cat. Well, it's now a running in truth. Me put stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. Get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. The scream I make, I sure the whole world shake. And now in big trouble, this time I sure I see the devil. I see a tall white horse on top of a big black cross. As I fall out, oh God, my dead. The horse say, kids, come go to bed. You talk about rat, I nearly bust me head. The living running from the dead. A ghost say, don't run me, lad. Let me play a game of cat. Well, it's no running in truth. They put stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. Street, a tall gentleman I meet. I was feeling so happy to tell him my fright in the cemetery. He said, I can understand you're a wild young man, but still you not to be blamed. When I was alive, I was just the same. You talk about rat, and nearly bust me head. The living running from me dead. A ghost say, don't run me, lad. Come and let me play a game of cat. Well, it's now a running in truth. Put stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom.
Five years it has passed. It was the fix and cross, it could make the grave. Ghetto. When you're looking for blood, oh Lord, they know where to go. With banners and placards evermore. Every minute of the day, knocking at your door. But they're making sure before they pass.
Yeah. Stop it! wrong. Devil got soul all over town. You're pretty devil, you're pretty bad. Well, look, the devil right in your yard. And he grinning while you say in grace, shaking off the pale in people's face. We devil day, we devil day.
When we would go to birthday parties at each other's houses in the 70s with Look the Devil, I sort of remember that from either Allison or Lisa's birthday parties, but as a tune, I know as a young child. This next tune, C-H-U-N-E, comes with a little bit of a story and why it's special in my life. Well, for sure, when it hit Angel, it was a big party tune. But now the author and the artist come into town and hit the stage at James Ling. And all of a sudden, you know, party in swing. We jump in, tune after tune after tune. Come on, I mean, we grew up with this man and now finally to see him. And then all of a sudden, he puts down the mic and he walks off the stage and walks down the stairs and leaves. Because, you know, you have to go up them stairs to come out to James Ling. When he come back, we hear him whisper, what happened? What, you know, like, did he leave? You know, kind of like how John Holt did walk off the medley stage, right? And then he come back and said, I had to go to the bathroom. And he turn around to the band and he say, run the tune. My man walk up to the mic and played, sung this song. Let me tell you. So now we're going to wait. I want you to just figure in your head what song and who that artist is. And if you were in that dance, give me a call right now. Text me or write me on Messenger. And if you were in that party, and tell me who the artist was.
them lining up. All the costumes signing up. Ready for mass again. All the trucks them loading up. All the sands them showing up. All the pants them rolling up. Ready for mass again. Ready.
Wine on my mind. To hell with the clock, I don't hear the cock. Hey, I feel it to wine on